The Rambam, from Perek Vav of Hilchos Mezuzah, Halacha Beis, teaches us, Bayis She'en Lo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, a room that isn't 4 amos by 4 amos big, Potter Mezuzah, is Potter Mezuzah. Continues the Rambam. However, Miyesh B'Kedele Rabeya Arba Amos Al Arba Amos B'Shava, if there's room that if, you know, so let's say you have a very long and narrow room, that if you restructured the walls, you could have 4 amos by 4 amos. Af Bishu Ogul, if it's a round room, or Bal Chamesh Zavis, so it has 5 corners. Ventzach Lemishemai Orcha Yosel Rechboi, like we just learned, if it's very long and narrow. However, Yeshbel Rabea Abba Amos Al Arba Amos, if it has an area that you can make 4 amos by 4 amos, chai b'mezuzah. Opinion of the Rambam, that even though we know the halacha is that in order to be chai b'mezuzah, it has to be dalad al dalad, it doesn't necessarily have to be at least 4 amos by 4 amos. As long as you have that much area in the room, it's chai b'mezuzah. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Mezuzah, Yerideya Simen Resh Pei Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, teaches us by shame by Dala Amos al Dala Amos, a room that doesn't have 4 by 4 amos, potter. But says the Shulchan Aruch, as the Rambam just taught us, Vim Yesh by Kedel Rabdeya, Dala Amos al Dala Amos Beshavit, if you could have that much room in the room, Al Bishayachwe Yosel Rechboy, Oisho Ogol, or Bal Heizovius, Paskin to Shulchan Aruch, that such a room would be Chayiv. In a mezuzah. The Shach, not he, the Taz, not here, but Hilchos Sukkah, Simitar Fresh, Lamedalit Sif, Cotton Beis, Paskins like the Rambam. On the other hand, the Shach, here in Sif, Cotton, Chaf Gimel, quotes the Rosh that it's not Chayiv mezuzah, even though it has the area of Dalet al Dalet. And he says, the reason the Shulchan Aruch just brings down only the opinion of the Rambam is because, as far as the Beis Yosef was concerned, the only one that disagrees with the Rambam is the Rosh. And that's why the Beis Yosef felt everybody else probably agrees with the Rambam, so I'm just going to quote the Rambam's opinion. But the Shach says that Rabbeinu Yeruchim paskins as well as the Rosh. And he says that when you look in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that that is the halacha. And therefore, says the Shach, that if you're going to put up a mezuzah on such a room, either don't make a bracha, or make a bracha on a different room that is certainly mechuyib mezuzah, and have in mind this room as well. And that's the way I saw most Paiskin, the Darach HaShulchan, the Chaya Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all Paiskin that if you're going to put up a mezuzah in such a room, put it up without a bracha. It's interesting to point out that the Marsham, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Marsham, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, brings the Gemara that we learn here in Masecht Zvachim, Daf Samech Beis, as a raya to the opinion of the Rambam. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Shnei Kvasim Ketanim Yoytzim Min HaKevesh, there were 2 minor ramps on the side of the large ramp on the Mizbeach, Shmehem Painim Yisoid Ulasoiviv, that that's how we get to the Yisoid and the ledge around the Mizbeach. Umuvdolim in the Mizbeach, Malay Nima. Continues the Gemara saying, there was a slight crack separating the ramp from the Mizbeach, Mishum Shenem Asoviv. Ravu says that we learn it from the word Ribua. Says the Gemara, Vitzrich Lemichtav Soviv, Vitzrich Lemichtav Ribua.
The pasuk had to use the word saviv and it has to use the word ribua. Says the Gemara, why? Dikas rachmana saviv. If the Torah would have only used the word saviv, hava mina da agamagel, I would say that the mizbech may be round. Kas rachmana ribua, then the mizbech has to have straight walls. Vikas rachmana ribua. If the Torah would have only used the word ribua, hava mina da arach v'katan, long and narrow is also ribua. That's why the Torah had to say saviv. So what do we see from here? Says the Rasham, to support the opinion of the Rambam, that ribua, when the halacha requires ribua, aruch the cotton, narrow and long, is also included in the specification of ribua. The Masham brings another raya that such a room would be chayiv in mezuzah. Because there's a very famous Chamudei Daniel, which is actually quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Mezuzah, that says, Nira dafka bayis dira tzarech shei dalet al dalet. Al bay sharam repeses vagina, these different rooms, are feel less by dalet al dalet chayofa. And the way most Peskin explain the opinion of the Chamudei Daniel is that the Chamudei Daniel is teaching us that if a room, even though it doesn't have dalet al dalet, serves its purpose, even if it's not dalet al dalet, but it serves a distinct purpose for which a room is designated, then it's chayiv in mezuzah. If that's the case, then our question is certainly answered, because not only does this room that we're speaking about have the area of dalet al dalet, it's just not a square, but moreover, it's certainly no worse than a room that could be used for a purpose. And if this room that isn't a square dalet al dalet, but has the area of dalet al dalet, serves the function, certainly it should be chayiv in mezuzah. But now, there's one more question left. So if we're going to say that such a room should have a mezuzah, given that that's clearly the opinion of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the Chamudei Daniel, certainly that ought to be the halacha. So even if we're not going to make a bracha, we should still certainly put a mezuzah on the door of that room. Is there a minimum width to which the room has to have to be mechayiv on a mezuzah? The Yeshua Smalka paskins that if the room has to be at least 7 tefachim wide. If it's not even 7 tefachim wide, it's not considered a mokrim dira. And that is also the opinion of the Shalas Tshuva Sesoros Tshuva, Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Nun Beis, and also the opinion of the Arachayim HaKadosh in the Sefer Rishon Letzion on Mesech the Sukkah on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. The Das Kedoshim says it has to be an Amma wide. He says that when it's an Amma wide, that's considered a Mokum Dira. Darachayim disagrees. He says that when it comes to a sukkah, which a sukkah is a diras arai, so there, even if it's just an amma wide, it's considered a makam dira, arai, and a schayv b'mezuzah. Here, Hilchos Mezuzah is in a regular home, not in a diras arai, and therefore the Arachayim HaKadosh says that an amma would be insufficient. From the Chassam Sofer, and Shas Chuvis Sam Soifi Yoridaeus Simon Reish Pei, it seems that even if it's just 4 tefachim wide, and it's certainly an area that's not a place that you could live in, and such a place, if it was a home that was only that wide, it wouldn't be chayiv in a makkah and a gate around its roof. Still, Sam Soifi says an interesting svara. He says, mezuzah is
the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the Torah tells us to put up a mezuzah on our door, is that we want that whenever you walk in and out of the room, past the doorway, you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we want to do as much as possible to put up mezuzahs in a way that we should encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu as often as possible. And therefore, even though it may not be a really significant room in any way, you should still put up a mezuzah in such a situation, according to the Chassam Sofer. But as we said, even if you're going to put up such a mezuzah, don't make a bracha.